Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And today is Monday, the 14th? Yeah, the 14th. So, I am very tired today. I want to tell you why. It relates to fitness in an utmost... It correlates very well. So, today at the gym I happen to work at, they had an event. A three-hour workout marathon, which I attended all 3 hours of. Went from cycling for an hour to this Drums Alive class for an hour, to this Zumba class, which is like kind of a dance class, for an hour. And it's for a great cause. They're raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, but holy crap, that was tiring. Like, seriously, constant move, because each teacher was fresh. They hadn't taught the hour before or taken a class the hour before. So they were like, they were pumped up and ready to go. And we had just come from cycling to this drum class, to this dance class. We're just, I was dripping sweat, like so sweaty. It's not even funny. So that was my morning from 8:30 to I think 11:30, 12. It was ridiculous.
That sounds intense. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I took the one spin class with you that one time. And that was
that was Jason's spin class. Jason was a good friend of mine. He's very intense as far as spin goes.
So I don't know if I would have made it through all three.
You probably would have. You probably wouldn't have taken the classes.
Wouldn't have started taking them, but...
like, let's just start, like, period. You wouldn't have taken the classes.
I might have taken the spin class again, but other than that...
Yeah.
That's intense. Well, so, like, how did they raise money for that, though?
How
does that work?
It was a $25 donation to take the classes. So it was one of those things. They closed off...
each class?
No.
Or all three. Okay.
So if you're listening to this and you're like, man, I want to donate, you can send the check to the Spectrum Club in Canoga Park and just make it out to LLS, the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, and write whatever you want in on the money part. I don't think it has to be $25. It could be $10. It could be $1 million if you want.
$1 million.
So there's that.
Cool.
I think leukemia is one of the number one killers as far as cancers go. So it's pretty intense. We had this little girl. Little girl. Like, as I get older, like, little girl becomes older and older as well. Like, she was 16. Like, you know, she's not a little girl anymore, but she's definitely not a woman.
Yeah. What would you classify as a little girl?
Or, like, anywhere from 4. Because before that, they're toddlers, and there's, like, whatever, it's probably 10 or 12?
I was going to say 12.
Yeah, that's probably
pretty
right.
Once you become a teen.
Yeah, once you start hating the world, that's usually about when you're not
a
little girl.
You can see that from their face.
Uh-huh.
And their clothing.
Exactly.
She was probably wearing, well, no, because it's hard to tell if she was doing something that she...
She was a cheerleader. She was like, you know, the preppy one.
I was going to say, I bet you she was wearing, like, black and she hated the world.
Well, she spoke because she had leukemia before.
So I figured she wasn't dressed up in a
She was wearing like jean shorts and a blouse or some crap like that.
Okay, now I feel weird talking about a 16-year-old girl this long, so let's move on.
Cool. Another issue that I've been having is in our apartment complex. We're just kind of... We have some meat that we're going to get to eventually, but I want to talk about this event that we had. So this all began... We have in our apartment a business center. Business center is for...
First off, our apartment building is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's very... I don't want to say upper, but it's upper class.
It's kind of metropolitan.
Yeah, like that.
Kind of cool.
I'd say young, trendy-ish.
Yeah. Young family, young professionals, kind of a place.
Continue with your story.
I want to hear, because this started before I even got home.
So I went down to the business center to get ready for this podcast today, and I wanted to print out some of the articles I wanted to talk about and whatnot. Oh, we have to touch on the idiots.
Oh, well, hold on.
You're stomping away right now. I hate you so much.
We have people who live above us that are literally, I think they're Nazis or something. Because every
not
step they
of
take.
Their religious beliefs.
No, not because of that. It's because they goose step everywhere they go.
We actually know that they're Asian. So.
Yeah. And British. The dad's British.
Right.
I talked to him once. But he's also an a-hole.
Yeah.
Total jerk.
Well, let's just vent about our apartment.
Okay. It's probably more like 5 minutes.
So yeah, our apartment building.
Nice, whatever.
Nice, everything cool. Well, I get downstairs to the business center doing my work. I walk in and there's a guy on. There's two computers that you can use and use the printer from. Well, the one has a login thing, so I can't even log into it because there's a password block on it or something like that. I was like, all
right,
cool.
And that one doesn't even connect to the printer, right?
No, both of them do.
Okay.
Just the one was logged, like I couldn't log in. I tried throwing in random codes that I thought could be.
I think it's resident.
I tried that.
Really?
I tried resident. I even tried the point. I tried like 123. Like I just tried like random stuff. Figured one out.
Okay.
This guy didn't look at me at all.
Really?
Never acknowledged my presence in the building. It was very odd and just kind of uncomfortable. It was like. His back was towards me the whole time, and I was like, what is he doing?
Because the computers in the place are right next to one another, so...
Like, oddly close.
It's like, if you're sitting at a dining table, they're that close to each other, as opposed to you're the next person. So then Tyler comes back upstairs, I get home, I said I'm going to go downstairs and print up the articles for today, on my end. So I go downstairs, and our business center is right next to the pool, and so I hear children's voices. I'm like, oh, nice, there's some kids playing by the pool. This is not the case. As I walk towards the pool, the pool area is empty except for, like, this one oddly... There's, like, a really old man with this, like, huge, like Playboy bunny-looking girl. It's like a... Kind of a Playboy, you know, Hugh Hefner bunny.
Relationship.
Yeah, a relationship, something like that. That's odd. Listening for the children, and they're coming from inside the business center. Like, holy hell, this is gonna suck. So I waved my little fob in front of the little security thing, the end of the door, and there are, I counted, as they were leaving, 7 children running buck wild across the computer, printing dumb crap from different websites and coloring things and blah, blah, blah. And then I look to my right, and there's this one woman, really nice, about our age, just typing away at her laptop, looking like she's about to go ballistic on these children.
I
just stand there for about 8 seconds and leave. Like, I'm not going to deal with this. So then it gets better. The leasing guy walks, is giving a tour. I'm like, this is going to be genius. I didn't want to look, like, obvious about me, like, watching, so I walked around the corner. Within 3 minutes, all the kids were gone. Like, I see their mom, like... I don't know where their mom came from, if she was in the bathroom, if she was hiding, whatever. All the kids are gone with her. Like, all 7 march upstairs, so I go in and print my things.
Okay.
But, like, really.
It just...
Please, watch your children. Like...
Well, it's even that. It's just, like, be conscious of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my biggest pet peeve in life. It's just people that aren't...
Are inconsiderate.
Just, they're in their own bubble. Don't get me wrong. I get in my own bubble, but I at least know when there's people around me.
Right.
And or I keep to myself. Like, I'm not annoying. Oh, I'm sure all the people talk about that. But the fact that you're... Like, I felt bad for that girl because went back in and she was still there. That blonde girl was typing away.
She looked like a very nice girl.
She was more pleasant than when you saw her because she didn't look like she wanted to kill anybody.
Right. When I came back to print things up, she was like, there was like a little bit of country music playing in the background.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah. Now, let's get to our articles. We'll come back to our neighbors in a second. Why don't you go ahead and start us up?
Well, the end of summer's coming. And that means that state fairs are coming around.
Ooh!
Get excited.
But you still don't want to go to the circus with me.
I don't want to go to the circus because clowns freak me out.
Fine.
But most... What is it called? Most fairs now, state fairs, are doing food competitions.
Oh, like eating competitions?
I think they do the eating competitions. But now they're doing making competitions between, like, the vendors.
Okay.
So, I was looking at the California one, and there was nothing really exciting. Like, they had fried avocado.
Delicious.
I was like, of course, California. Put avocado on everything.
Fried.
This is going to make me sound good. Do we even grow avocado here?
In California?
Yeah. Are we like the biggest one?
When I think of
California, I think of strawberries and oranges.
Really? I think avocados and oranges. I don't think strawberries. It's weird.
I never thought about that. I was just thinking about it. So I went to Texas's website.
Oh. The state? I forgot. That weirds me out that states have their own websites.
Well, I went to their own website, and then I got their state fair, and the food that they are going to be judging for the Big Tex Choice finalists of the State Fair's food extravaganza.
Uh-huh.
I want to just run some of these by you. There's roughly 20 of them. I highlighted my favorites.
Okay.
I'll start with the one that, out of all of them, was roughly the most healthy, I felt.
Okay.
Fried apple and peanut butter on a stick. A large wedge of apple wrapped in peanut butter dipped in batter fried. That is the healthiest thing that you're going to be getting off of this list, Keon.
Continue. I think I'm ready.
I'll go with the grossest one. Do you like spicy?
Yes.
Do you like spicy?
I love spicy.
Do you like jalapenos?
Depends.
How would you like fresh jalapeno skewers dipped in funnel cake batter, fried, then dipped in chocolate?
That does not sound good.
Like, the
spice is sound
sweet. Like, I didn't even think it'd be savory and sweet. Like, that doesn't sound like
I go on.
That just sounds disgusting, to be completely honest with you.
Absolutely. I go on the homebrew forums a lot. They post food recipes up there, too. And there's one, I think it's called reindeer turds. What it is, you cut a jalapeno in half, put pork link sausage in there, I think some cheese, like cream cheese or something like that, and then wrap it in center cut bacon, and then put a little toothpick through it.
I think you just named one of the things.
Oh, yeah? And then you, like, smoke it for somebody. So I was like, that. No matter how disgusting that might be, I would eat it.
Yeah, there's just some disgusting things. They've got deep fried pies, slices of so you could have a slice of pecan, cherry, peach, or apple dipped in a special batter and fried, dusted with powdered sugar. Oh, you can also get ice cream on it as well.
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't you?
Of course.
Sounds great.
Then we get to the more, I think I'd classify these more as your Texas ones.
Okay, like chili or something?
Well, no, like, just when I read these, like, these are completely from Texas. The bacon explosion on a pretzel roll. Seasoned sausage roll wrapped in woven bacon slices and smoked to perfection.
Of course.
Sliced and served on a fresh, soft pretzel roll.
I think I just
sauces are available.
I think I just had a bacon explosion. That sounds...
The fact that it's woven bacon slices.
I think it just means overlaid.
No, I know.
You know,
it's just odd, like, the visual of that. That you made a quilt of bacon. Then we have...
This is... Okay, hold on. This is why America is...
No, that's the point that
is so fat.
This is why we're...
Like, really? Like, later on, I have an article about obesity, and...
This is why we're...
Oh, fat. Gosh.
Oh, I've got two more because this one is, it's called the Texas Barbecue Boomerang.
Ooh.
Tender hickory smoked brisket, I'm signed up, chopped and mixed with a special sweet, smoky, flavorful barbecue sauce. So far, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now the brisket is scooped thin into a lightly pastry wonton.
Wonton.
Wonton. Wonton.
You don't pronounce the G. Is there a G there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't pronounce that. It's wonton. I think.
It's a wrapper, folded, sealed, and then deep fried.
Of course.
And then, yeah, then basically then dip the whole thing into a barbecue sauce of some kind.
Delicious.
Yeah.
That almost sounds as good as like the Rib Fest in Reno.
Gosh, yeah, I mean, Rib Fest in Reno.
Man.
I've heard it's phenomenal and well worth the trip.
Yeah, I would fly up there personally.
Heck, Keon, if I would have you, could you pay for me to go?
Yeah, I'd pay for you. I'd pay for you. And you know what? I'd pay for you to go. And you know what? I'd even pay for all your friends. I pay for a round of ribs for all your friends.
You just hooked me up that way?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's because you're awesome. You're an awesome, awesome person. And I don't feel any less of a person having you buy me stuff.
So. Good. I'm glad.
So, my last thing, and I would actually eat this next one. Not, I would eat it
sparingly.
I would split it with maybe three other people. Because I love the main ingredient of this.
Ranch dressing?
I'm not even going to name it because the name gives it away. It is a Funfetti cake batter funnel cake.
I love Funfetti.
Topped with sweet glaze and candy sprinkles. How great does that sound?
What's it called?
It's just called the deep fried birthday cake.
That's great.
But it was just like that. Now, see, that's what I'd get it if I was going to the state fair. Is I'd get something like
really?
That. Just as, like, and then split it with, like, 800 people.
800.
But that, like, if you're going to go to a state barbecue, but it's when people get 8 of these things.
Right.
And walk around with it. I would diet accordingly that day.
Right.
But, yeah, I was just like, gosh, only in Texas are they going
to
have.
No, only in Middle America. I'm ready to do a strip.
California had deep-fried bacon.
Yeah, we are pretty bad. I mean, yeah.
It's just America in general.
That's true.
It's oddly entertaining.
Speaking of that, I have an article that kind of correlates. How much food? I think I might have asked this question already. How much do you think your daily food intake weighs?
See, I don't eat that much. Like, I eat a lot, but I don't. Not they're never really heavy. You know, like there's meals that are. Heavy.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
How much do you think it weighs, like, in pounds?
Well, let's say...
Or kilos.
I eat about 6 meals a day, but 2 to 3 of them are protein shakes. I'll say I'm at anywhere from 3 to 5.
Wow.
Am I golden?
That's... Research shows that most humans eat around 3 to 5 pounds of food per day.
Yes!
4 pounds is about what most people eat. At 4 pounds, that's when you start feeling... It doesn't matter what you eat. This is from precisionnutrition.com, and it says that it's not the food or the calorie content that matters. It's just at 4 pounds, your body says, I've had enough. So what this ties into is this whole calorie density thing. So... Let's go back to your Funfetti birthday cake.
Yeah,
right?
It's good stuff.
That probably doesn't weigh that much, right? Because
I would not guess it weighed much. That was the worst grammatical sentence I've ever heard.
No, that's not the worst.
I've had worse.
You've had worse. So, that Funfetti cake, you could probably eat a whole Funfetti cake over the course of a day and not be full, despite the fact that it's had more calories than you should probably eat, you know, in that day. Because it doesn't weigh it doesn't weigh enough for your body to recognize those calories. It's crazy. So it's like, so for example, he gives a couple of examples of what weighs the weight of food versus its calories.
Oh,
so
yeah.
4 pounds of raw veggies. How many calories do you think we got there?
4 pounds of raw veggies. We're talking like just lettuce and just raw
like
carrots
broccoli, potatoes, whatever.
Just
say mixed vegetables.
4 pounds calorie wise, I'll say. Wow, that's gonna be way off. I bet you. We'll say 500.
400. How about 4 pounds of raw fruits?
Raw fruits, I'll say 300 then.
1,000.
Really?
Yeah, fruits have a lot more calories because of the sugar content.
Yeah,
how about 4 pounds of cooked whole grains and legumes?
Whole grains and legumes. Well, fruits for that was I'll say
1,600. This one, it's starting to get good. 1,200
is what I was
eating. 12 calories. How about 4 pounds of nuts and seeds?
Okay, that's got to be... I'll say 2,000.
Up.
More? Wow, 250.
Up.
4,000.
Up.
Wow. 6.
Up.
8.
Up.
15. 10. 10,000 calories.
10,000 calories is 4 pounds of nuts or seeds.
So I was to sit here.
Wait, this one's good too. How about 4 pounds of Lucky Charms, Pop-Tarts, and cheese? That's kind of an odd combination. But 4 pounds of
the
those.
The trio of life.
Of course. When I sit down for a bowl of Lucky Charms, you know what? Right next to me, bowl of cheese.
Yes.
Delicious.
Okay, well, that's got to be like 20-something.
10,000. That was a trick question. Yeah, that was a trick. But how crazy is that?
Wow, that's... To think, like, if I was to sit down, you would like to eat... God, that's going to be an awful sentence. I said it in my head before I said it. I was going to be like, people love to eat nuts. But
like, have you ever seen that SNL skit? They're talking about the guys like, people love to keep dipping my nuts in like chocolate. They just love my nuts. They dip them in caramel. They just love my nuts. It's like, he owns a nut factory, and
yeah,
I don't think the people know it. It's kind of funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess, yeah. Like, I mean, it was just kind of like, I was now looking back at my day of what I eat.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I don't eat that many, like, nuts and vegetables and stuff in that sense that it would be...
You have a banana and an apple a day.
Yeah, I've had 2 bananas in the last hour.
Oh, yeah. Watch out.
I'm pacing myself.
Watch out.
No, I'm having one of those days where I'm bottomless pit. Just want to eat anything and everything inside.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, having one of those fun days.
So I think the takeaway from both of these articles is that you have to watch what we call the calorie density of foods. It's like certain foods, like just get this, 18 apples, 18, had the exact same calorie amount as a typical fast food value meal. So, you eat 18 apples, which is like a bag of Golden Delicious, you know? That's the same as eating a hamburger, fries, and a drink.
Yeah.
So we're talking like calorie density. So if you eat that hamburger, fries, and a drink, that doesn't weigh as much as 18 apples, right? So you're not gonna be, so you're gonna get to your... I'm not saying eat 18 apples. That sounds like a terrible diet.
That sounds like a terrible idea, period.
Right.
For eating sake.
So it's like, I can pound a value meal at the beginning of a football game and then pound another one at the end of a football game. And, you know, it's like, that's all right because it doesn't weigh as much. It's just an interesting thing. So it's like, for the, you know, just watch how dense a food is, you know, compared to its weight. So...
But that's
so when you go to your state fairs.
So when you go to your state fairs, get the thing that weighs more and it'll
fill you up.
Fill you up.
As long as the thing that weighs more isn't like a
deep fried something.
Right. So what you got next for us?
I've got this article from the U.S. Heart Group.
Okay.
And basically, it's informing people that soda or carbonated soda, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, all that stuff is of the devil.
What?
Shocker.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. Basically, they're informing us that the group says that women should eat more, no more than 100 calories of added processed sugar per day.
100 calories? That's 100 calories. That's about the same size as a normal snack, right, Tyler?
I heard that. Okay. I don't have to go on a different topic. I was listening to some radio shows this weekend, and... this woman on the show has a weight issue. She's not fat, she's not thin, but she fluctuates up and down in her weight.
Should we put a picture on the site?
No.
Maybe. I might put a link to a picture on the site, so you have the choice of seeing her.
Well, here, how about this? Because a lot of our people are all up and down California. It's a very popular Sacramento radio show in the morning.
And we'll leave it at that.
It's a trio. That's pretty much the most dead giveaway. If you go to Sacramento Radio, you can figure it out.
It's pretty rad.
You could say it's a rad idea to do that. Yeah. We're going to get sued so bad.
No, we're not. It's freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. But she was claiming that they were talking about McDonald's.
Okay.
McDonald's has a new McSnack or McSomething-something.
Uh-huh.
It is literally a Big Mac wrapped in a tortilla.
Ooh, delicious.
And the main guy was talking about how this is a snack, and they're marketing it as a snack, like, grab it and go and eat it as that one. And she went on this, like, that's not going to be a snack, like, blah, 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 righteous woman talk. And, yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And just went on this whole, like, tirade about how a snack was supposed to be, like, 100 calories. And how it's not supposed to, like, fill you up. It's just supposed to, like, sustain you and, like, keep you awake kind of thing. And I was sitting there listening to this, and I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, I was so upset and just frustrated. Because she then went in this whole, like, meals are supposed to be, like, 600 calories to 700. And I was like, well, if you do that math, you then are at
2100. Right.
Just by three meals, and then your metabolism, and like, I was just like, no, you're so dumb. Why are you doing
this? It's like have you ever seen The Usual Suspects?
Yes.
There's that line that says, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world that he didn't exist.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things, if you mix truth with reality, that's when lies get scary. Because there's part truth to what she's saying, and part lie, so it's really
hurt my head so bad. I was sitting there just going, there's hundreds of people that I'm thinking that are probably thousands of people like going, oh, snacks are like that. That's great. Da, da, da.
Stupid.
So
frustrating.
But this article basically tells people that they can only have 6 teaspoons of sugar, or guys can have up to 9. But the thing that was very interesting in all of this is that, what does it say? Your regular Coke, they don't talk about anything else in this. They purely target Coca-Cola and Pepsi and everything else in this thing. About how a regular soda contains 130 calories.
Uh-huh.
So women can't have soda. It's basically the United States Heart Group is basically saying that women cannot drink soda because it exceeds the sugar amount that they can take in a day. Because too much sugar not only makes Americans fat, this is literally a quote from the sentence. Too much sugar not only makes Americans fat, but is also a key culprit in diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, according to their reports. And I'm just like, wow, that they hate, like, this, it's 2 pages of just nonstop plagiarism of, not plagiarism, but
plagiarism,
just,
yeah, they're all,
it's a different
it's
word.
More
of
like,
but
slant,
just like
slander.
Slander of soda. And my favorite thing is, and I have it highlighted, the very last sentence of this whole thing is some quote from this lady. What matters most is balancing the calories from food and beverages we eat and drink with regular physical activity.
What? Wait, say that again?
But it was just...
No, one more time.
What matters most is balancing the calories from food and beverages we eat and drink with regular physical activity.
Now I'm just confused.
And it was just like,
no, wait.
I just spent 5 minutes reading this whole report, this whole, you basically making me feel like I should never touch a Coca-Cola, Pepsi product again, to basically inform me that really what matters is that I just balance my calories, and at the end of the day, I'll be fine.
I should exercise too, right. Okay.
I was just like, wow, that's the stuff that I love our podcast about, is that if somebody reads that heading, the heading goes, U.S. Heart Group draws hard lines on sugar intake. Then the next 3 lines are, women should limit extra sugar calories to 100 calories per day. Men should be 150. And then soft drink is number one source of added sugar in U.S. diets. But it was just like, okay, that's what people read.
Right.
So now, nobody should have soda. Don't get me wrong, I don't drink soda often.
No.
But, like most things, it's not going to kill you.
Right.
Eating the funnel cake at the Texas Mex, whatever, is not going to kill you.
Right.
Unless you eat it every day.
Right. Or, you know, it's like, I'll have the funnel cake one day, then 19 sodas the next day, and then two Big Macs, value meals the next day. You know, that's when it starts killing you.
What matters most is balancing the calories.
One more time?
Food and beverage.
Wait, what?
We eat and drink.
I'm, okay, hold on. Could you tell me, like, explain that to me?
I literally have my stuff highlighted.
Uh-huh.
It is that last sentence. There's how many, it's two full pages.
Okay.
And the last sentence, like touching the edge of the paper, because the rest of the stuff that's underneath it is just like who the reporter is that did it and the editing person and all that's jibber jabber. Like the last line is that after they've gone on to basically tell you that you're gonna die. I was like, that is the funniest thing I've ever read in my life.
I have a similar story.
Awesome. What group can I hate now?
This is from...
What should I not drink? What should I be aware of?
No, no, this is just kind of like another one of those, wait, what? Seriously? Wait, we should have a balanced diet? It's from the Strategies to Overcome and Prevent Obesity Alliance, or STOP for short.
I hate people.
Uh-huh. They have laid out some guidelines to tip... healthcare to help avoid the obesity epidemic. Now they do some good. They point out that more than 72 million people, 1/3 of U.S. adults, are obese, and 16% of U.S. children are overweight or obese. But here are their guidelines. Standardized. This might be a little bit long, so I'll read slow,
okay,
so that you can understand my words.
I'm waiting.
Standardized and effective clinical interventions. Flowing from evidence-based guidelines, such as those approved by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, that include acknowledging the health benefits of 5 to 10% sustained weight loss to aid and support those individuals who are currently overweight or obese.
Hold on. They want to set interventions with fat people?
Yeah. Or obese. Wait. No, I wasn't done with the sentence. Who currently overweight or obese achieve improved health. So what they're saying is that we're acknowledging the fact that if you drop your weight by 5 to 10%, you will have an improved health. Continuing. Enhanced use of clinical preventative services to monitor health status and help prevent weight gain, especially for individuals who are already overweight and are at risk of becoming obese. Point 3. Effective, evidence-based community programs and policies that encourage and support healthy lifestyles, focus on health literacy, and address health disparities, and represent a significant investment in population-based prevention of obesity. So pretty much all they're saying is, hey, let's get our crap together and start talking about it. It's like, there is...
Basically, it's going against everything that those stupid tri-delts are trying to get done.
Yeah. Did you guys see that video? Like, please, if you haven't gone, go back to the website and look at the tri-delt video. So pretty much what they're saying.
Again, while we're posting,
I'm not putting it up anymore. But how far back is the government, and how far back are research studies that they have to say we acknowledge the benefits of 5 to 10% sustained weight loss, or eat a balanced diet combined with exercise to get healthy? Are you dumb? Are you that stupid that you're that far back in your research? Like get. Together. Like, get on the horse and bring it up to now. Like, you're dumb. You're not helping anyone by pointing this out. It's like, we all know, hey, if I don't want to live longer, I shouldn't be fat. Duh. Like, we all know that.
Like, you can go up to anybody. I've talked to hundreds of people, skinny to overweight. And I thought this was just common sense.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's not, it's one of those things where yes, people one day look down and go, wow, where did all this show up?
Right.
I've been there. There's been days where I've woken up and I was like, whoa.
What happened?
You know, like after I got out of water polo and stuff like that, gained some weight, I was like, whoa, what happened? Then logic came in. Calories in, calories out. If it's lower than higher, wow, I'll lose weight.
Right.
And then, yeah, there's the people that are way obese, and that's so what? I was way excited that I said obese, not obese. I always say obese, and you always play a game of chess, not chess. I don't know, double S's, I always make it ST.
I find it like, whenever Tyler says the like obese, I just picture the obese, like this monster of a disease.
Yeah, it's just
like really, people?
Well, it's
are
also,
you so...
The way that you worded everything, like, you read that verbatim.
That was verbatim,
model,
right.
I was lost.
Yeah.
Like, you know, basically, 5 words.
Like, here's what it should have said. Losing weight is good if you're fat.
Like, why hide your information in an 8-page thing?
Right. Or wait till the last sentence of an article.
Of an article, that's... Yeah, it's amazing of how... Oh, it's so frustrating that doctors, government, and all that stuff just...
Uh-huh.
They hide what they're trying to say to make themselves sound smarter.
Or because they don't actually want to deal with issues.
Yeah.
Like, they just want to hide it and... Because actually taking on an issue, it's not effervescent, don't worry.
It's not good.
We, Tyler and I just bought these raw chi energy tonics that were
that
bubbly,
too.
Which were delicious, but exploded.
And we also got to see a celebrity.
Oh, yeah. We'll just post her picture up, see if we recognize her.
Well, no, because we got to.
Okay, fine.
But
let's finish that thought. Let's just encourage our lawmakers. And the thing is, who is this going to help? By implementing policy? How is that, like, when was the last time that a government policy helped a bunch of people? Outside of, like, Medicare and welfare and all that stuff. And it helps them, but, like, implementing some sort of government policy so that we all get better is not effective. Like,
it's just so fascinating, like, this whole healthcare thing, like, I don't want to get into
healthcare
politics of that stuff. But it's just so funny that the healthcare, yes, I understand that it's a bill and you have to make sure that everything is, all the I's are dotted and all the T's, you know, are crossed and whatnot, but why is it that if you were to read it and I was to read it, it comes out to be completely different things? Like, that's the...
Right.
It's just kind of like... If you were building something, you would have a blueprint, I would have a blueprint,
and
we would build the exact same place.
Right.
How does that not happen with these laws or these articles that basically they overwrite them and make them so...
Legalistic, blah, blah, blah. Because we don't want to piss anyone else off because we're so attuned to everyone else's feelings. It's... No. Just say being overweight or obese is not healthy.
Yeah,
done.
That's why we're here at truefitnessacademy.com to help.
That's right.
As much as it's frustrating, like, I love helping people about it.
I agree. Do you have a third article, Tyler?
Yeah, but let's talk about the celebrity because
It
goes from one, my article I can weave into.
Okay,
the
greatest
of this event.
Tyler and I, we go to Whole Foods because I was thirsty and angry after this event with the massive amounts of children downstairs who are being dumb. So we get in the car, drive to Whole Foods.
And I'm scared because the parking lot is packed.
And Tyler does not like Whole Foods.
And I hate Whole Foods.
As we've talked about.
Because everybody there is just nuts. It all freak me out.
Granola, right? So we walk in. In our Whole Foods, you have to walk through the produce section pretty much first. As we're walking to the produce section, there's this woman who has these energy drinks. A little sample table.
Is that what it was? I didn't even...
Yeah, it was energy drinks, yeah. I look at her in the eye, I'm like, she's familiar. I know this. And as we were getting closer...
Well, so, I'm walking right behind Keon.
Uh-huh.
And I see her, and I swore I thought that I knew her from, like, school.
Right, she did look familiar.
Very normal.
Right.
One might say real.
True.
You know, like, just like, you know, if you ever run into like movie stars and stuff like that, they're like, oh,
you're actually a person.
You're actually a person. Oh, you're my right. size. Okay. And you have to do that. Oh, wow. And you have to adjust to right. them being in real life.
Right. So
this like, person, I didn't have to adjust. I was like, that's oh. exactly how I pictured you.
But the thing is, like,
and then once it clicked, I was like,
I said hello to her. I was like, hi, how are you? In a completely, if you know, like, if you've ever seen her in a TV show, like, I was blown away that she responded with a clear, enunciated, no, like, random stuff. She was like, oh, I'm great, how about yourself? It was just fine, nothing
normal. Yeah, I walked right by her, and I said hi, and I just kind of kept going. And it took me about 5 steps past her to really click in.
Oh.
Who it was. It was like, I knew that she was somebody I knew, or right. like she looked familiar and she had a friendly face to me, so I was like, oh, so I had to move on.
It was Becky Buckwild from I Love Money.
I Love Money and Flavor of Love.
Flavor of Love.
Or other, I think it was 2. I don't
right.
know.
Right. So
yeah.
We're thinking about this. How the mighty or the seemingly mighty have fallen.
And it was just so like, wow. She's been on how many TV shows on VH1?
Right.
And you're now at our Whole Food on
Middle of
Ventura Boulevard.
Ass nowhere.
Just nowhere. And you're promoting an energy drink. And it was just her.
Yeah, just her and like the
Whole
Food
security guard
yeah.
was like hanging out by her. And I don't know if that was because she's a celebrity or that's...
That's usually where people will go if they want to split. Like if they want to take stuff. We'll go shopping and then go out the back door.
Okay, here.
Yes.
Why does Whole Foods have security?
Because people like to steal stuff from them.
But Ralph's has them, but it's like... Whole Foods, I just... Every time I've been to Whole Foods, I might look like I'm a stealer, but they follow me.
Of course.
I feel like they're always right there.
Right.
Where in Ralph's or Vaughn's or whatever, I can mind my own business and nobody talks to me.
Because we're not... Tyler, you're not the typical hippie who goes shopping at Whole Foods. You're the commercial... guy who usually goes to Ralph's or Vaughn's or Safeway or whatever.
So frustrating.
Yeah.
I hate that store. But no, it was fascinating to see that, wow, you've been on television. What people would claim is, you know, amazing.
Uh-huh. Like a great feat, right?
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. If I ever got on a reality show or, you know, if you'd like to offer us a TV show, by all means, please contact us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. We would love to sign up and do that with you.
We're also amazing.
We're very amazing and have a great life that we could do a reality show. That's a completely side note. But the fact that you're on 2 or 3 reality shows and you're now selling Whole Foods stuff.
Energy drinks.
Energy drink. Which is like, nothing came out of that for
right,
you.
Right, really?
Nothing amounted that to you.
Yeah, and the thing, on the TV show, she comes off as an idiot. She's like, you know, I just, like, she's this white girl talking like she's from the Bronx or something like
yeah,
that.
She's,
and she's like, in person.
She seemed normal.
Yeah, in person, she was just like, hello.
How are you? But yeah.
Weird.
But talking about people that amounted to nothing. I have this article about someone that this is going to be their accomplishment in life.
Really?
And don't get me wrong, it's a nice gesture.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you feel about this event.
I don't know how I feel either.
Is the great Al Fischer. You should not know that name.
I shouldn't. I
it's
don't.
Not,
it sounds familiar.
He is a print shop operator.
Oh, then nope.
And he has donated blood
uh-huh.
every year
uh-huh.
since
1951. Wow.
Totaling 40 gallons of blood.
Oh.
Him and this other guy are literally in a competition to see who can donate the most blood.
Wow.
And I was just like, I don't donate blood.
Really?
I don't.
I do.
Multiple reasons.
Uh-huh.
One, I don't like it. I don't like the needle, don't like the... I couldn't watch it, I'm weak in that sense. Also, I couldn't donate. I pulled up the... What's it called?
CDC?
The Red Cross guidelines for blood, whatever.
Donation?
General. I can't because...
Of your TB?
My tuberculosis I had as a kid. Like, the way it read, it made it sound like I probably could now, since I've done the treatment.
Right. I think you can.
Yeah, but it just made... I'd rather just not play it easy, but...
Dude, it's so much fun, though, because you get...
But you're not supposed to, because you have the hippie.
I don't have the hippie.
You don't have the hippie?
I have chlamydia.
Oh. You can't do it either. You can't do it.
I don't have chlamydia
either.
No, it
says something about that, too. I was like, oh, wow. Syphilis or gonorrhea? Wait 12 months after treatment for...
Chlamydia is fine, though.
Yeah, you're good, then. Awesome. But tuberculosis says if you have active tuberculosis or being treated for active tuberculosis, you should not donate. You're acceptable if you have a positive skin test but not active tuberculosis, or you have received antibiotics for a positive skin test. Okay, so I guess I could do it.
Yeah, you can.
God.
It's so much fun, Tyler. You're missing
out. How is that fun?
Here's why. Okay. One,
besides getting cookies.
The cookies are great at the end, but... Okay, so as you're getting poked, you get to sit next to someone, you sometimes. You have a friend, right? So, first game, you play a race. See who can get the blood out first. Second game you play is scream when the nurse pokes you. Which is hilarious, because they usually use nurses that aren't very good at poking to, like... You play it up like, oh, this is my first time. You know, like, you're just like, oh, dear God, oh, this is the worst pain ever. Turn back. All of you in the waiting room, turn back. It's so fun because it freaks them out. I just love it. It's so funny.
I'd be more willing to donate my time and help them before giving the blood.
Fine.
Plus... It's mine. You should pay me for my blood. My blood is that awesome.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, whatever. But yeah, I was just like...
That's actually kind of cool, though.
But,
400
cool,
gallons?
Like, no, 40.
40. Oh. You did say 400.
40.
40 gallons is still...
40 gallons. But it was just kind of like...
You only give a pint.
That's his legacy. Like, that's... I'm the guy that donated the most blood in the world.
Right. Hey, you can get in the...
Wow, that's...
The Guinness book.
Still want to... I guess you get in a book, but... Still...
Yeah.
Just kind of... I don't know. I'd rather be known for something than else.
Ooh.
Oh, we have another ambulance coming.
Ooh. We have to look right
I
the
listened
Kaiser.
To the podcast, and you can hear it in the last one.
Really?
So, yeah. I'm not going to be able to hear it. I don't think I got the main street right now.
See there, Tyler, that's why you need to donate blood, because that person's going to need it.
Do you know what blood type you are?
I think it's B positive.
I have no idea.
So you're B positive? Yeah, B positive.
I don't go to the doctors at all.
B plus.
I don't like the doctor. I don't care.
Alright.
Worst case.
I'm going to take us home.
Take us home.
Tyler, you're blonde, right? Do you consider yourself blonde?
Actually, no.
Really? What would you consider yourself?
I consider myself... Well, now I'm dark brown, but I usually am like a light brown.
Okay.
If I grow my hair out, it gets blonde due to the sunlight.
Okay. You call me, what would you call my hair type?
I want to say black.
It's pretty black, right?
Yeah.
You would say that you and I pretty much experience pain in the same way, right? Based on our hair color. Like physical pain.
Like...
Like, go into the doctor.
Not emotional, like, I'm saying, like, it's now.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Like
right.
Broken bone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You would say that.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a study that measured the anxiety that redheads feel about the dentist. Included, not only do they get more nervous than normal people, but they also actually feel more pain than normal people.
Okay.
Up to 20% more. And here's how they measured it. It takes about 20% more anesthesia to put them out.
But there's a reason for that.
It's the cell that's it's because of the mutation in their gene. It's the gene MC1R.
No,
because
redheads like has it's this like mutation thing like.
Okay, we talked about this
different
on
things.
Didn't we talk about this on the podcast we didn't air?
I think so.
Okay.
We did a
test
podcast that we would probably throw up one day in
right.
the future of time. But yeah, we talked about redheads, and there's something else that...
No, they tend to be more sexually active.
Uh-huh, there's something of that nature, and just, there's a bunch of things that, due to their hair color and the pigment of that, that it translates to do a bunch of other stuff.
But how crazy is that?
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like
fascinating that
they need more anesthetic. It's like commonly known. It's like, oh yeah, no duh. Like if you ask an anesthesiologist, they know it. Like all of them know it.
So, okay, I'm gonna go on a weird little rant for 10 seconds. So they know that redheads need more whatever to get knocked out for dentistry.
Right.
Did they do a test of like races?
That was not part of this research.
They just did purely on.
Well, because this is, they said, well, this is it. This is from Dr. Edwin Liam. He said that red hair is the first visible human trait or phenotype that is linked to anesthetic requirement. So yeah, compare visible human trait meaning race, religion, like race, hair color, eye color, whatever. So I would have to say yeah, that they've probably done other studies.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to see what it would like break down and that stuff.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know. It'd be interesting.
I don't see how that would. It's but, just weird that. Like, it's just so funny that just having your hair color a different color can affect so much.
Absolutely, yeah, it's crazy. I just finished reading The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. I didn't actually read it. I listened to it in the car. But it's all about how, like, really small things have created these huge social epidemics. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Which is also why I brought up the obesity article, because it says, obesity driving America's healthcare to a tipping point. And the whole premise of the book is that tipping points are caused by seemingly irrelevant things, not by governmental, projects. So it's like, nope, sorry, this is probably bound to fail. Let's not lie.
Okay.
Like, there's this whole part about how Hush Puppies, these shoes, right?
Yeah.
Got really, really popular in the 90s because these kids in Manhattan, like, upper-class Manhattan started wearing them because no one else would. And then these fashion designers saw these kids wearing these Hush Puppies, and they just exploded and became one of the most popular shoes.
Oh, yeah, that's how most trends start.
Yeah, just like small
that's
little things.
People
tip.
Wear scarves when it's 98 degrees outside.
Or Uggs and
that's
short shorts.
Yeah.
Which is my personal favorite look, ladies.
Once again, hate society. but yeah, so what do we have looking forward to this weekend, Cam?
This week. Let's see. Tomorrow, I think we're talking about cardio and workouts.
Yeah.
How long to do cardio, how long to do your weights, which one you should do first, stems from a question that one of my classmates at Westmont had asked me. So we'll get into that. And then Wednesday, I think we're talking about boxing. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about boxing.
Talk about boxing.
Just the...
How to
aspects of it, the history of it, and what it came from, and
right.
How to
do it quick,
do it
easy
in activity fitness realm.
Without, because I was talking to this woman today, and she'd thrown out her shoulder doing a kickboxing class. So,
my mom has to, and I will inform you of all those fun stories
about how not to,
how not to do things at cardio kickboxing.
You grab 10-pound weights and punch with them, right?
Oh yeah, that's a great start.
Okay, good.
Sarcasm.
Right. And then Thursday, we're going to go through A to Z on how to find a gym, buy a gym membership, if you're looking for a personal trainer, what to look for one.
Gym 101.
Gym 101 is what we're going to do.
From the very first time you walk in that door, Keon and I both have literally held every single job you could have at a gym.
Except for general manager.
I semi-was.
Yeah, but not technically. You were, but you weren't. Yeah, you did the... Whatever. I would say not general manager and not fitness manager.
Yeah.
We haven't held those two jobs. But pretty close to anything you could do at a gym we've done.
Enough that we will give you all the...
inside secrets.
Give you the better deals than what the salespeople give you.
Right. And then on Friday, we're talking about calories. We're going to introduce you. I haven't decided on the recipe we're going to talk about yet because we're probably going to cook it and consume it
as we are doing the podcast.
I'm starving right now.
Are you?
Again, for some reason.
Weird.
And so.
That's pretty good timing, though. It's been about an hour. Should probably close things up. So we'll put up our articles if you're interested in reading them. Go ahead and do that. Read them, ask questions, give us answers.
Yeah, and by all means, whenever you want, email us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. We'd love to hear what your comments, whatnot are. Also, go on to Facebook. Join our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Subscribe on iTunes. That's a good thing, too.
We are.
We want to beat Oprah.
That's our goal.
We're after Oprah.
We're a taker on.
If you go to the iTunes podcast and then, like, the health and fitness area, Oprah has, like...
She has two podcasts.
Two podcasts, and I think they're placed, like, seventh or whatnot.
Her, one of her podcasts is seven, and then her other one's, like, 17.
Isn't one, like, yoga and one's running?
I don't know.
Something of that nature. But I was looking at them.
I don't really
it's
care.
It's just... her TV show that they put up there, the episodes that correlate with that topic.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think it's, I mean, now that I've said that, I didn't really watch it, but that was the grasp I got from as I looked at it, because it's all video podcasts.
Let's fight her.
I want to beat Oprah.
Real bad.
I want to beat Oprah, because then I can justify to everybody that we are the greatest people in the world by just telling them, I beat Oprah.
Right. Exactly. I you know, going back to... accomplishments, 40 gallons of blood donated over a lifetime, or beating Oprah on iTunes.
I think that is a greater accomplishment. And then people will write articles about me, and then hopefully one day I will not be working at Whole Foods selling my own protein shake or whatever.
That's right. So with that, I'm Keon.
Oh, and I'm Tyler.
And that's been your podcast from the True Fitness Academy. See you tomorrow.